So how can we be grounded on the spiritual level in a practical sense? First and foremost is association. The kind of people we associate with, that's how we become. You know, our desires, they are not just linear. They are triangular. What do I mean by triangular desires? Say, a few months ago, there was this new video game that came up, Pokemon Go. So now when it came up, it just created a craze. The people all over were just going around hunting, trying to find out this Pokemon, where can I catch it? So now when that happened, now initially when the book game came out, you know, some people said, okay, there's so many games already, then one new game has come. What's the big deal about it? But say a person saw somebody else playing a Pokemon, just completely pressing buttons. What's so special about it? Let me see this. And then they started playing, and they also get caught in it. And their friend says enough, no, I want to play now. So what happens? The desire for that game may not come just by seeing the game. It comes by seeing somebody who is caught in the game. So the desire is not just linear. The desire is triangular. When we see someone doing something, we feel inspired to do it. And this applies all the more so for spiritual things. Because often for materialistic things, they just to the naked eye also they look attractive. Yeah, this is enjoyable. I want to do this. But spiritual things, they are also very deeply fulfilling. They give deep pleasure. But it is not so easily visible to the naked eye. And that's why if we want to have a spiritual grounding to our consciousness, we need to have association that is spiritually grounded. That association will inspire us. Oh, okay, this person is intelligent person, but he's also spiritually interested. That's interesting. What is the spiritual stuff about? So by associating with them, we will get the desire. So I would say association is the first and most important thing that will reorient us. We all live in a materialistic culture and we will be pulled towards materialistic things. And it's not that material things are to be neglected. They are important, but they are not all important. Our life has both material and spiritual sides, and both sides need to be taken care of. Just like, say, there are people who may be very successful professionally, but if their family life is a wreck, then all their success in professional life cannot compensate for, say, their spouse has divorced them, or their children have gone into drugs. That doesn't help. So success in one area of life doesn't compensate for failure in another area of life. Similarly, success in material life will not compensate for inadequacy or failure in spiritual life. We need both. So we need spiritual association, which will help us to ground ourselves, remind ourselves to keep grounding ourselves again and again. The second thing would be, because most of you are students, most of you are intelligent, so it is reading of wisdom texts. The Bhagavad Gita has a very deep philosophy. And reading the Bhagavad Gita, reading books based on the Bhagavad Gita, attending programs like this. I talked about the desires will not normally go towards short-term indulgence. What will stop them going that way is the intelligence. To the extent we boost the intelligence, to that extent we will be able to keep ourselves spiritually grounded. And in a practical sense, to give us experience of spirituality, I talked about rising from the ground floor to the first floor. So how do we raise ourselves? So mantras are one of the most powerful ways. Mantra acts in various ways. One of the most potent way it acts is as an elevator for our consciousness. Now, there are many different mantras. We chant the Hare Krishna mantra. So when we actually enter into the meditation, when we utter the mantra prayerfully, attentively, it is like we are entering into an elevator. Just by uttering the mantra again and again, we'll find our consciousness gets elevated upwards. So we can experience for ourselves the calmness, the clarity, the fulfillment that comes through raising ourselves to the spiritual level of consciousness. So by association, by study of wisdom texts, and by meditation, we can keep ourselves grounded spiritually. Okay. Thank you. Any other questions?